It's February. We have 2 feet of snow on the ground, high temps in the teens, and 25 below zero wind chills. What could be more felicitous than to talk some baseball here on Sports and Commentary? We're going to do that next. Hello, everybody. How you doing today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to S&C Sports and Commentary. It's a show you help sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can check us out online for all the info you need to give and connect at WWIB.com. First team all Southeastern Conference catcher Phil Clark, with an E at the end, Clark, helped lead Vanderbilt to a College World Series title last year. The Tennessee State High School Player of the Year begins his second season in the Toronto Blue Jays organization. He signed a huge contract with the club after the title run for Vandy in June. And he is with me on the show to talk a little baseball today. So welcome, Phil, to S&C. You're heading with the Jays for a trip to the DR, the Dominican Republic, this week. Tell me what that's all about.
Well, we go down, and I think it's just about getting to know some of the Latin American teammates. You know, in pro ball, it's about 30% to 40% Latin American teammates that we have. So they spend their season in the States, so they like to send us down there for a week, just get to know the guys, train with them a little, work on our Spanish, and I think it's going to be pretty fun. You know, we get to look around the city, Santo Domingo, and the complex where they train at, and I think it's really just getting to know your teammates.
Yeah, all for one, one for all, I guess. You played short season ball, A-ball, in Vancouver last year, Phil. As best you know it, and we're early on here in February, but as best you know it, where do you think you're going to wind up this spring?
Best I know it, hopefully it'll be my first full season. So Vancouver was short season, just kind of getting acquainted with the idea of professional baseball. So hoping that'll be my first full season this year in single A, probably Lansing, Michigan, with the same guys I was in Vancouver with. Just getting to see what a full season of minor league baseball is like, you know, if it lives up to the rumors of the grind. But, you know, it's really just still getting your feet wet, getting to know what professional baseball really is, and just trying to put up some good numbers.
Yeah. Okay, so tell me what short season A-ball was like for you. What was that like when you dipped your toes for the first time into pro baseball last year?
It really is a different game. It's very individual focused. You know, you go from Omaha, Nebraska, and the College World Series, and all that matters is winning, to, you know, you kind of have your own career now, and it's up to you to succeed. You know, you don't have as many people kind of looking out for you and making sure you're doing the right thing. People just kind of expect and trust you to know yourself well enough. And, you know, that's the hardest thing, is just knowing yourself and knowing what you need to do to succeed or to get there. It was definitely a change of atmosphere for me.
Well, Phil, you hit two homers in your first two games as a pro. How was that introduction into pro baseball for you?
It definitely helped the adjusting process, but you know, it's definitely different there. The ball flew a little bit where we went from Omaha, where you're playing in a huge field, to Salem, Oregon, that might not be exact dimensions, but no, it was definitely a little boost of confidence. It was nice to get those in there.
Yeah, not bad. Two dingers in your first two games. You're probably saying to yourself, hey, this pro baseball stuff isn't that tough.
Yeah, that's the joke I made to my friends. I was like, man, I'm going to the big leagues this year.
So have you thought about what that would be like to play at the big league level with the parent team, the Toronto Blue Jays?
Yeah, you know, you're always thinking about it. You know, every day when I go into work out or hit, like, that's what's on my mind. But, you know, there's not really an exact timeline. You know, it's not my plan. I just kind of am along for the ride, just trying to you know, enjoy the blessing that my career is. And just have to remind yourself daily, because baseball is such a sport of failure, that if you get so caught up on when am I going to go to the big leagues, you know, it'll end up a negative thing. And so that's the biggest adjustment for me this off season, is just kind of realizing that my career isn't really mine, in the sense that I control everything that happens. So it's kind of just going in every day with the mindset of, you know, I'm going to use these gifts I've been given. I'm going to, you know, sharpen them to the best of my ability. But at the end of the day, whatever happens, happens, and there's a greater plan that I submit to.
Yeah, and that plan, that greater plan, is God's plan for your life and your career. Isn't that comforting and reassuring, Phil, that God says, hey, this is going to be all right. If you just place your future in my hands, everything will be okay.
It is, especially in a journey like this, you know, where people do ask you, you know, when are you going to make it? When do you think you're going to make it? And people can get so caught up in that if you don't have something greater to rely on. And it really is, it's freeing, especially in this career, to just understand that you'll get there when you get there. And if you don't, it's part of the plan for you.
That's right. Phil Clark, the catcher of the Toronto Blue Jays organization, after an amazing season last year with the Vanderbilt Commodores. They won the College Baseball World Series in thrilling fashion. Yeah, I think we'll go back there next time with you, Phil, and relive the memories of Omaha on Sports and Commentary. So thank you for being here today. I appreciate it. Have a great one. Have a great day.
Absolutely. You too.